Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. Fake fax messages are up and about again, this time claiming to come from myfax.com. If your users are unlucky enough to click on it, they may be redirected to exploit kits and with that to respective malware. Pratt wrote up some of that. He has seen the Neutrino exploit kit used with these email messages. Luckily, it looks like a lot of the domains that are being used do no longer resolve. So this may have been another relatively short-lived exploit scheme. But it looks like overall these eFax, MyFax, or similar messages are not going away. Apparently people are still clicking on it. Otherwise we probably wouldn't see this type of message coming back over and over again. And the Bitcoin wallet blockchain, which is apparently popular on Android, made a pretty severe mistake in generating random numbers. This Bitcoin wallet did use random.org, which is an online web service that you can use to create random numbers in order to seed its random number generator. Overall, not necessarily a bad idea, but they did so over HTTP, which of course is bad in so far that someone could, of course, change the random string, but lately random.org forced all users to use HTTPS. If you connect to the HTTP version of the site, all you get is a redirect to HTTPS. Now, the blockchain wallet did not actually follow that link. Instead, they just now used the string, the error string that came back, that 301 redirect, as a entropy for their random number generator, which actually meant that everybody had the same entropy. Everybody ended up with the same random number. So all Bitcoin wallets that were kept within blockchain actually ended up being the same wallet logically. According to blockchain.info, the particular address was generated for these wallets received a total of 34 bitcoins approximately, which according to the current exchange rate is about $7,700. There were a total of 225 transactions that used this wallet. And the Microsoft PowerShell team today announced that they will be supporting SSH in the near future. Now, they also stated that they tried to add support in earlier versions of PowerShell, but were rejected, but they're now confident that this attempt will actually lead to working code in PowerShell. In addition, they will also be supporting OpenSSH. And there is no release date yet. They're saying they're in the early planning phases of actually implementing OpenSSH in PowerShell. Of course, there have been other ports of SSH to Windows, most notably probably PuTTY, which is the one I see use probably the most. The author of the Locker ransomware has followed through with an announcement that was made a few days ago and released the private key that was used to encrypt files on systems that were infected with this bot. In addition, the bot or systems that still were infected by that bot have started to decrypt files that were encrypted earlier. So in some ways, if you're still infected, you're actually lucky because your system was able to receive the command to decrypt the files and your files should be good now. If you already removed the malware and still have encrypted files, there is now a tool available that uses the private key that was released in order to decrypt your files. This was actually one of the cheaper ransomwares. They only asked for 0.1 bitcoins, which is about $30. Not clear exactly what led to the author of this malware to surrender the key. One assumption, of course, is that the particular individual made enough money or that law enforcement were closing in on this person. However, it's also just possible that, well, they didn't really make any money. I looked at some of the recent crypto malware cases, and if there was a Bitcoin address available, it usually didn't really make any money with it. I think, you know, people just don't pay for it anymore. At this point, I haven't seen the Bitcoin address used by the locker malware, so not sure how much money this individual received for its misdeeds. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.